Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whoever is deceived by it is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger sins against his own soul. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool can start a quarrel. The lazy man will not plow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? The just man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. A king that sits in the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, "I have made my heart clean, I am pure from sin"? Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abominations to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you shall be satisfied with bread. It is not worth anything, says the buyer. But when he is gone on his way, then he boasts. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. He that goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not meddle with him that flatters with his lips. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance gained hastily at the beginning shall not be blessed at the end. Do not say, "I will recompense evil," but wait on the Lord, and he shall save you. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man who devours that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. A wise king scatters the wicked and brings the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of his being. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the grey head. The blueness of a wound cleanses away evil. So do stripes the inward parts of the heart.